Now, the credibility of the Secret Service and the FBI is already in the toilet, and for good reason. Millions of Americans want answers to simple questions. Not only should they tell us how Ruth remained undetected for so long when he was surveilling the golf course and apparently Mar-a-Lago, but also, why didn't the FBI follow up on reports about his conduct? And how does a man with 68 bucks in his bank account make it on all these trips, trips to Ukraine, trips to Florida?
So many questions. Another question overnight. Why on earth would you release this manifesto with the $150,000 bounty? Why would you do that? This is the same DOJ and FBI that we've talked a lot about were in court. They swooped in, took the Audrey Hale manifesto because it was very embarrassing to Democrats, repeating their talking points, all of their trans talking points, using them as a justification to take out Christian white people. It had been damaging going into an election. So the FBI swooped in, took it, and then fought in court for a year and a half to keep anyone from seeing it. Most of the parts you've seen now leaked out, with the FBI standing fully in the way. So why release this part of the manifesto, along with the assassination bounty? This is the former Attorney General under Trump, Matt Whitaker, the head of the Department of Injustice under Trump. He is the former acting AG. Take a listen. He's outraged.
It makes no sense. In fact, it's incredibly dangerous, irresponsible, and shows a really poor judgment being exercised by at least the U.S. Attorney's Office, but most likely all of the Department of Justice. You know, they could have redacted that information. They could have submitted it in camera or had a hearing outside of public view. But this information to be out there was purposeful, and that makes you kind of question all of these decisions, because they always seem to make the decision that harms President Trump the most. You just can't put this out in the public so recklessly, for the whole world to understand that there's now a stated bounty and a number on President Trump's head. This is so outrageous that it's incomprehensible to me.
And again, Laura Ingraham making the same point I am about the Audrey Hale manifesto.
Now, recall the different approach with the manifesto of that Nashville shooter, Audrey Hale, before, at then they told us that it couldn't be released because of the risk of inspiring copycats. That was a grave concern at the time. But in Ruth's case, the DOJ released it quickly, even though, again, it puts a bounty on Trump's head.
Oh, that's exactly why they released it. Meanwhile, overnight, more questions about what looks like the deliberate insecuring and unsecuring of that golf course, and maybe Mar-a-Lago too, so that the five, count them, five assassination teams stalking Donald Trump could get within range. Because the Department of Homeland Security and Secret Service knew all about them. Now, who in Secret Service is good, who's bad, I don't know. I'm just going to read this to you. It's the best roundup of this I've found. The location that Ryan Routh chose to stake out was particularly well-suited for the job, offering an unobstructed view of the sixth hole from close range. What's weird about that particular spot, as a Secret Service whistleblower informed Senator Josh Hawley, the location where Routh was discovered had been identified in advance as a security vulnerability by the Secret Service, and it had been standard protocol in the past when Trump had played golf there to post agents exactly there when the former president is golfing. Why? Direct line of sight to the hole he was on. It is the most vulnerable of spots, and they just happen to have no one there. The bounty is also curious. It could, of course, be BS from a man who, by all reports, is a serial BSer. But Routh's, listen to this, former business partner claimed, claimed Ruth frequent. I'm sorry, Ruth's former business partner claimed Ruth frequently refused to pay his employees. So perhaps he was offering money he didn't have. But Ruth's entire history with money is strange. Got to turn to the UK Daily Mail to find out about it. Most reports suggest he was serially broke. According to reporting from the Daily Mail, he was ordered to pay $32,000 in back taxes by the IRS in 2008. He was hit with more than $160,000 in liens, judgments, and small claims in North Carolina. In 2009, his ex-wife ceased requesting child support out of concern for his financial situation. The New York Times reported that in mid-2023, Ruth claimed to be living in his car and to have only $68 in his bank account. Mid-2023? 68 bucks in his bank account, homeless? And yet, at the time, he was able to afford near constant overseas travel, including to Ukraine, Taiwan, Poland, and Turkey. You know who was paying for it? His CIA handler. He's exactly who they recruit. A mentally ill person who is functionally mentally ill, who can get the job done despite the mental illness, but yet has the delusions of grandeur to be pushed into the scene thinking he's some kind of CIA James Bond style asset. This is so obvious. I mean, 6 cell phones? Come on. We're supposed to think that's normal. That's how you talk to your handler. Just about as normal as the overseas accounts that Crooks has. And as the UK Daily Mail pointed out just yesterday, the FBI, you will not get this from the US media, the FBI has not ruled out that Crooks had help. They have ruled out that he had help on the ground that day, as in there's not another shooter. They haven't ruled out that he had help or that it came in the means of, you know, financial assistance via those accounts. Good catch. Ruth claimed his wife was funding his efforts in a June 2023 interview with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. But his wife, Kathleen Schaefer, works at a local hardware store in Oahu, Hawaii. But she nevertheless owns several properties in the St. Louis area. This doesn't add up. According to a report from the local news channel, and the two live together in a house in Hawaii. He's unemployed. She works at a hardware store. A house in Hawaii valued at $890,000. Okay. None of this makes sense, y'all. It doesn't make sense.